this morning. Amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Amen, amen. Let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be in your house this morning. Father, we thank you for bringing us back from Israel and everyone have reached their home safely. We thank you for the opportunity and we thank you for the safe trip. Father, we thank you, Father, for once again bringing us together to see our brethren. Oh God, we rejoice in you this morning, Father. And Lord God, we pray, may give us the opportunity that we may serve you with all our heart this morning. We may praise you, O God. We may do something to further your kingdom. Father, help us, Lord. We love you. O God, draw us closer to your kingdom, Lord. We love you, Father. We commit all to your hands. Father, help me, Father, to share these few thoughts, Lord. Father, give me strength, Father. And Lord, may you take over all my vocal cord, everything, Father, that I may be able to speak as you wish. That I may be able to speak, Father, as you want me to share this with your children. Thank you, Lord. We commit all to your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, so few of us, as you know, and other brethren from different churches at Tennessee, South Africa, England, DRC, were in Israel, and we really have a great time. And as you know, the prophet said, the Bible is it's not a Western book, it's an Eastern book, and a few trips across, the sea, will make you become more acquainted of the customs there. So we really enjoy it, and we are very happy to be back home. And so, if the Lord ever grants you the opportunity, to visit Israel, jump on it. But I'm not saying that visiting Israel is a prerequisite for your salvation. Salvation is a free gift from the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether you visit Israel or not visit, salvation is a free gift from the Lord. Your personal relationship with him, and the most important thing, applying the token, be filled with the Holy Ghost, that's what counts. So we are going to continue with rapture and faith. Let's read our first scripture reading is 2 Peter. Second Peter 1. Let's start from 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, then make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never neither fall. You may be seated. I have a few more scriptures to read. 1 Corinthians 15. Let's start from verse 50. 1 Corinthians 15. Let's start from verse 50. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Amen. Amen. Now, one more question, 1 Thessalonians 4. I'll start from the 13. But I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. So we are going to continue on the rapture and faith today. Today is my last service until November, God willing. In November, we are going to start with virtue. Add to your faith virtue. One of the reasons why I really want to take time on the statue of perfect man, sometimes, you know, after a while when things lingers in everything, that's just human nature, we all forget kind of what really is the purpose why you're doing something. If you do something for a while, so from time to time, you always have to reassess yourself. Why am I doing this for? What is it? Else, you'll be doing, either you're following the flow, or you're like a river just running down. Right? So in every age, after a while, and I'll get to it a little bit more in the message, we people will say, but what are we doing really? Is it just going to church? We forget what's the main thing. Like the Brabram told us about the flower. A man find a flower Joshua, why is he making the echo? No, it's back there. He found the flower And he tried the flower allowed him to go into a mountain, right, to open a mountain. And inside the mountain, he found all these riches, gold, precious stone. Beloved, he can be rich. And in excitement, he begins, I'm going to get rich. I'm going to take this. I'm going to take that. I'm going to take this. And he was so happy, he began to go out. And the flower keeps saying, but you forgot the main thing. What? I'm rich. I got what I need. But you forgot the main thing. So it's the same thing throughout the ages. The gospel went to the ground. The truth went to the ground, like Jesus said, unless a corn of wheat fall on the ground and die, it abides alone. And then people begin to pray, and the outpouring of the Pentecostal at in 1906, when it came, when they saw the gifts, speaking tongue, everything, wow, we got there. They were so, everyone was so happy, healing. People healing, speaking in tongues, miracles, everyone was so happy. But the main thing was a giver. And then the evidence begin, if you speak in tongue, you see, like if I got this gold, this mineral from the mountain, I'm going to be rich. The guy even said he wants to study how to come back here, but he forgot the main thing. The flag keeps saying, you forgot the main thing, you forgot the main thing. And he got up from the mountain, and the mountain closed. He can never get back in. So that story that Brother Bram told is a story that, you know, I reflect on that a lot. You know, many times we struggle, we go to church, we do whatever, we do our best. You know, we want to pay our tithes, we want to pray. But the question I always ask myself, do I have the main thing? You wake up, you struggle, you do everything. You be in church and pray. But the question that we must always ask ourselves, do I have the main thing? So the Pentecostal age, obviously the reason why Pentecostal died, they forgot the main thing. And when you get out, the mountain closes behind you and you can go back. So we have to make sure that we have the main thing. And when Brother Branham preached the Statue of the Perfect Man, he said we have just finished the seven church ages. And we are approaching in 1962. He said, we are approaching the seven seals. But this, talking about the statue of a perfect man, is the message that tie the redeemed that's going to be in that eternal church age. He said, this is the message on teaching that ties that person in. So if that's what ties that person in, that means this is something serious that we must really look into and ask. And that's why Peter said, after Peter gave all that to be, that's what makes us partake of the divine nature of God. And see, if you have those things, you are not going to lack. But if you don't, then you forgot that you haven't saved. And then he said, you have to strive, do everything, apply all diligence to make your call and election sure. Amen? Amen. So the message, the statue of the perfect man, has always been, you know, a message that we should really pay attention to and study. I study and see what Peter said there. Add to your faith, virtue, knowledge as you keep going. And he says, that's what make you have partake of the divine nature. So as I said, you know, I'm going to be reading some quote that I'll leave you to reflect on. Many times in Christianity, if you look at the church in Ephesus, the first church, the first thing, yes, God said, yeah, I know you love me, but you have forgot the main thing. what is the main thing? You left your first love. What's the first love? Is Christ. And in every, we have the prophet left the scene now 50 or almost 54 years ago, and things is going on, and before you know, the enemy sitting over and infiltrate. That's how it's done through all the ages. And before you know it, we begin to go after so many other things, right? We focus on self-righteousness. We focus on so many other things, and we forget what is really the main thing that the prophet came for. The main thing that the prophet came for is not for us to claim that we are a privileged group of people. It's not to claim that, you know, because we heard a message, we are better than anybody else. It's not to claim that because we dress nice or other people dress. When I was in Israel, those people haven't heard, they haven't got their message yet. Here in America, they say when you see somebody, especially when you see a woman dressed nice, the first you want to, they see, does that person maybe know they had a message or, right? But in Israel, you can go over go by that. Everybody, they're all, the people who were there, you see, they're almost dressed. Like, so what do you say? And then they don't even know anything about the message yet. So that's not the definite identification, right? So we must strive to know what is the main thing. Why is it that we say we are in this message? That's a question we should ask ourselves. Seriously, why is it that we are this message? Now, in Matthew 5:48, Jesus said, "Be ye therefore perfect," all right, Matthew 5:48, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." And one question that burns in every believer's heart is, how can I be perfect? How? And yet, that's a command. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Amen? Now, here I'll read something to you. Brother Brown said here, not as we are good, but my, there's none good but God. But even if you remember when that rich young ruler came to Christ and called him, a good man says, don't call me good. There's nobody good. Only God. Well, you know there's only one good, that's God. Okay, but God is in the people what makes them good. Marks the perfect man. So what's the main thing? Is God in me really? That's the main thing now. It's not how much I go to church, which is good. I'm not saying don't go to church now. But how much God will have in me? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. But what made that perfection? Look at Jesus. He said, that's no good. Why do you call me good master? Because he approached you as a man. He approached you as a man, human being. Why do you call me good? There's nobody good. Is it because you see me feeding people? Is it because you see me healing as a man? Is that what you call me, good master? There's nobody good. Why? What is trying to tell him? You can have everything that you have to feed the poor. As a young ruler, you can use everything to feed the poor. But that's not what makes you perfect. But when God comes in you, and that's why when he told him, go, sell everything that you have and follow me. Come for life. He was very sad. If Jesus had told him, okay, fine, go and give money, he would do it. If he said, oh, go build houses or go help, go feed, he will do it. But he said, sell everything. Get rid of them. Now follow me. Life that you have, eternal life in you, then he can. So what's the main thing? The main thing is having Jesus Christ, the life of Christ, in you. Amen. And that's what God sent the prophet for. Not to hear, you know what, Oh, I hear the message. Oh, I'm in the message. The message has to be in you. Amen. But God is in the people. What makes them good marks the perfect man. It's God in you that makes it perfect. See, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. See, be ye therefore perfect. How can you be perfect? Not in yourself, but in him. God don't look at you then. He looks at him. Well, you say, I'm in him. How do you get in him? By one spirit, we are all baptized into one body, and then you are in him. When you are baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body, amen? Amen. Now, we know that only one person can claim perfection, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But he commanded us to be perfect like him. Amen? Now, after the Holy Ghost came, you know, Peter and them, you see, God told Peter, after you are converted, all right, after you receive the Holy Spirit, then strengthen your brethren. Because no matter what Peter have seen, you know, was with Jesus Christ on Mount Transfiguration and saw everything. But you see, when the time come at Caiaphas' yard, he would deny him. Because there is not a human being that is trying to do something. Oh, I'll die with you. You see? I say, oh, you know, I go to church every day. I pray every day. I do. I pay my tithes. That's a human achievement. And God showed Peter that we fail. And he failed miserably. 3 times. See, I don't know him. Get away from me. I don't even know that man. But yet, this is the man who said, I'll die with you. You see? So that's a flesh part. Oh, I'll go to church every day, every Sunday, Wednesday. I'll do this, I'll pay my tithes, I'll do this, do that. That's a human achievement. That part is good. But what Jesus told Peter, when you are converted, that means when the Holy Spirit really comes in, when the main thing, yes, all that is great, but when the main thing comes in, then you understand. Now, why, if you like I said, previously in the message, when the Holy Spirit comes, Brother Brown will tell people, lay your hands on each other and please don't pray for yourself. Pray for the other person. Is that right? Now you see, Jesus, when Jesus was here, they say, want to save yourself and save us. But if you save yourself, you cannot save us. But that when that Spirit of Christ comes in you, is that you became a conduit for the love of God to flow to others. It's not for you. It's not for yourself. And that's the reason why, meantime, when the Holy Spirit begins to come, Brother Bram say, lay your hands on each other and don't pray for yourself, pray for the other. Because what happened is that the Spirit of God begin to move. By faith, the Spirit of God begin to move. I think it's like a current. And Brother Bram can say, I can see like a milky all over the crowd is milky. And at that time, Brother Brown don't call everyone. Brother Brown, we just made one prayer, you see, but people begin to rise up. People lame. People, then I said, they say, people begin to rise up. What is it? That way the Spirit of God begin to flow. When you get to a point where you begin to pray for yourself, oh God, then it's like you block. You stop the anointing, you block it into a sinkhole right there. It can't flow anymore because it's you. And usually that's how human beings are. We want me. I was studying a little bit from Genesis. When God blessed, he said that be fruitful and multiply. Is that right? After they came from the ark, same thing, be fruitful and multiply and replenish. Is that right? Yes. But now they went to east. They said, no, we're going nowhere. If you read the Bible, well, you see. They say, we are staying right here. We're going to build a tower of Babel. We are going, we're staying right here. We're going nowhere. We're going to make ourselves a name. If we disperse all over, we're going to lose our name. We're going to stay right here. We're going to build a tower. If you go see what the Bible said, they disobey God's command to replenish, to be fruitful and replenish the earth. And that's why God came, confused their languages, and they begin to disperse. Now, let's take back that back into the New Testament. Matthew 25. Usually we read the virgin, and when we keep going, but keep going through the middle. Now, Jesus talked about talent. They gave somebody one, he kept it. You see, he kept it to himself. I'm not going to do nothing with it. I'm going to multiply it. But he gave somebody five, that person multiply it. 10, multiply it. But the one who refused, he kept it for himself. That's when God sent a blessing. You keep it to yourself. It's just me, me. You know, like we say, oh, we are saved. They can die. Who cares? You know, we are going to heaven. We're going to rapture. But that's never the intention of God. And Abraham said, God is looking for a church through which the Spirit of God can flow. So, okay, and then the person get five talents, multiply it. You see, you multiply it. The person get 10, multiply it. I'm keeping it to myself. That's never God's intention. So, why did God send a prophet to gather a bride? It's through this bride God, the Spirit of God can flow. You got it? So when you get the message or you get the Spirit of God and you just say, oh yeah, you know what? I go to church. I'm self-right. I'm righteous. I do everything right. Pay my tithes. You are the last person who received that one talent. But when you ask yourself, oh God, you saved me. What for? You gave me this day as a gift. What for? What is it for? What is it? You want me to, how do I multiply it? What do I do? Oh God, use me to fulfill. Flow through me. May your love flow through me. Use me to fulfill your purpose. You see, that's the main thing. And that's why Jesus told us, who is the man who have 100 sheep? If one is lost, would not leave the rest and go through a wilderness to find that one. You can always see that is all the main thing is for the Spirit of God to flow through others to bring in that lost sheep. Amen? So, now, the foundation of faith, all right? After the Holy Spirit came to Peter, look what happened. There were first 120, is that right? But when Peter went out there, what happened? God began to flow. You see that? The 120, first of all, they said that the pillar, the fire came as tongue. And what do? It divide, multiply. On 220. Then what happened? Peter went out there, begin to talk, right? Speak. Men and brethren, what shall we do? What happened? Through that, multiply. And then the disciple, they went, multiply, multiply, multiply. Amen? So when the Holy Spirit came, then Peter, he began to write. And he wrote to a second Peter. Add to your faith, virtue. But the first thing that we must have first, the foundation, is what? Faith. At the end time, okay, God sent his prophet as the promise in Malachi 4, 5 to 6, to manifest the ministry of the Son of Man in a Son of Man. Okay? And what it is not just claiming to have faith. All right? Today, everybody claim Christian faith, Christian faith, Christian faith. Oh, we have faith, Christian faith. Catholic will claim Christian faith. Everybody will claim Christian faith. But it's not just having Christian faith, but it's having the rapturing faith. Because this is the last age. It's not just an age to say, okay, we are reforming ourselves, we are coming back. It's the age that Christ is coming to connect to. It's the age that we see the rapture. So we need that rapturing faith. And that's the reason why, okay, you know, we need to get closer to the Lord more than ever. It's not just, like I say, not just a question of say, I go to church, I'm in a message. No, it has to be more than that. Amen? In every age, like I said, as time lingers, people forget the purpose why the messenger was sent. And before you know, the enemy infiltrates to divert attention to less important matters. Before long, the people begin to major on minors. Oh, you know what? If you are not wearing this type of dress, if you are not caught in this, yeah, those are all, you must do that, okay? But before you know, that can become, that legalistic spirit can become the main thing. Are you getting me? I'm not saying that, I'm not telling you that you shouldn't do that, okay? Don't say that, Brother Charles. Say, wait, no, I'm not saying that. But that's not the main thing. Okay? So and so, this and that, before you know, can be start becoming the main thing. But our main thing that we should not forget is that God sent a prophet to gather a bride, a people that represent Christ, through whom the love of Christ can flow out there and get the lost one. And until the last one comes in, we're going nowhere. All right? So if we focus on all this, oh, who believed that? Who believed this? The prophet come in an airplane. He come in a white horse. You see, those are never the main thing. All right? If you don't have a pyramid in your church, if you don't have the cloud in your church, those are never the main thing. On the Mount Transfiguration, Jesus took Peter, James, and John. Moses and Elijah appears. Oh, you see, for Peter, the main thing, let's be the tabernacle. One for you, one for Elijah. Let's be three tabernacles. One for you, one for Elijah, and one for Moses. But immediately, the voice said, no, that's not the main thing. The main thing, hear ye him. That's the main thing. All those things you're going to put in tabernacles. All right? So today, if you don't have a pyramid in your church, or if you don't have the cloud in your church, if you don't have that's not the main thing. Jesus Christ has to come. We need rapture and faith to get out of here. Amen. 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 In a message today, if you ask people why are you in the message, you hear all kind of answers. All right, there are all kind of doctrine. People begin to doubt. But brothers and sisters, when we see the thickness and the darkness and all these things, the politics and everywhere you take, you see all this, you look at darkness, all those things. And as Brother Brown said, before it get light, before daybreak, that's the darkest time. It just light, when light is coming, light presses darkness. All right? Now, in 2 Peter, all right, in 2 Peter said, beloved, I now write unto you, all right, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophet and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were for the beginning of the creation. And today people say, well, since the prophet left, what have changed? All things have continued. And that's why people begin to doubt. People begin to question. People have been in the message for years, 40 years now, say abandon ministers who have preached past that. What? Nothing happening. But it's a prophecy. But when we see that happening, that's a time more than ever to contend honestly and desperately, contend for the faith that was restored by Malachi 4. Amen? What kind of faith? Not just any kind of faith, the rapturing faith. And what's the rapturing faith does to you? You see, what is rapturing faith? Brother Bram said, when the time comes, all right, the Spirit of God will be in so much like that bride that it will magnetize Christ to be the same thing. The headstone cannot come on anything different. Love cannot come on non-hatred. It's impossible. Christ has to come on something that's like Christ. So the rapturing faith, all right, is that faith that makes Jesus Christ so real to the people. It's not anything that you're imagining or you're faking it, or it's not anything like Brother Brown say, playing a whore with Christ. It makes Christ so real to you. And that's what can change your body in the twinkling of an eye. Okay? The promise of the rapture is to make Christ real. Look, Enoch walked with God and he was not found, for God took him. Because Christ became so real to you, he just walking. He became just like it. He magnetized. Amen? Amen? And that's where the bride must be today. Time for some dedication to the word. For faith comes by hearing the word of God. And like I said, let's earnestly contend for the restored faith with courage and absolute faith in the word. Now, I will leave you with these few quotes that I would like you to meditate on. Brother Bram said the token. He said, and I'm looking for a time of a break forth of the Spirit of God in these last days that we are in, that we are now living in, for another surge of the Holy Spirit into the church, for a rapturing faith just before it comes. And that's what I'm trying to say. That's where we are supposed, that's where the bride has to be. Coming to church is all great, but God, I pray, oh God, send that. That's our promise, the rapture and faith. Amen? And everything is sitting, brothers, everything is sitting right in order for that. And I believe that we are now at the time that the word should have preeminence. I believe that the time is to lay aside our creeds and our thoughts and come back to the word. Meditate on that. Another one here. And brother said, and I believe we are on the borderland tonight. I was wondering about all my meetings and things, how I had to cancel them out. I truly believe before the church can have the rapture, it's got to have rapture and faith. When you say we're going to rapture, we're going to rapture. The first question to ask you, the main thing, do I have, where's the rapture and faith? Because when the rapture comes today, people say, oh, the rapture, it may happen in the morning. It may happen in the morning. Sure, it may happen. Let's say the plane's going to leave. You're going to leave tomorrow. Do you have your ticket? That's the question you have to ask yourself first. Yes, the rapture there may be in the morning. So, but it was the main thing. Do I have the main thing that you take when the rapture happened that I will go? Do I have the rapture and faith? You see, those are questions I say every individual will have to ask ourselves. Amen? Amen. We can even have faith for divine healing, let alone rapture and faith. God to have a faith that will change and quicken this body and be taken away. I believe there's a church on its road tonight. I see this morning. A power of the living God that men will speak the word here and there and it will flash like lightning. And the church is coming out, not a psychologist, not some of this put on make believe, but a real, true, genuine, anointed Holy Ghost call our church. That's what I'm talking about. Amen?
Amen.
Now, brother said, let us remember this as we journey to our homes. Don't you never let this message die from your hearts. Now, the message, even though we are claiming we are in the message, the message, whether you know it or not, is dying in our hearts. And that's why we need to take stock. And that's why he said, make all diligence, make your call and election sure. The message slowly is dying. It's dying from our heart. Yes, we say we have a message, we go to church, we do everything, but where's our actual faith? Where's the output of the Holy Spirit? Where's our prayer life? Where's all that? Where is that? Amen? Amen. Don't you never let this message die from your heart. Whatever you do, don't you do it. You meditate on this day and night and pray day and night for God to rise his witness now. We are ready for, I believe, soon there will be no more. We are, all right? We are coming. How? When will it be, Brother Branham? I don't know. Maybe today. It may be tomorrow. If it isn't today, I'll be looking for it tomorrow. And it may be this next, it may be this year, next year, 10 years, maybe 30 years. I don't know when it will be. But I say, from now on, you be prepared every minute. And don't take just something ordinarily. Don't do that. Don't you rest day and night until you've talked to God. Keep yourself from fanaticism. Don't get worked up in emotion. Don't do that. That's what brings so much radical stuff and makes people afraid of it. See? It's because of the radical fanaticism. Don't you accept that? Not at all. You stay right there till you talk to God. After all, it's your soul. And you are the one who is going to spend eternity out yonder. And you'll be sure that you just don't shake hands and say a creed or accept something by faith. Don't just say, I accept this by faith. Yes, I've been a message. Talk to God. Yes. Amen? Don't you do that. You talk to God. Let God talk to you and watch what happens to you. Watch your desires. Watch what happens. Then you know whether you've talked to God or not. All right? And I have one more here and then I'll be done. And this place here, we had just left a few years before this, had been the prophetess Deborah and Barak, and how that she had prophesied and told them what to do. And it was just exactly right. Barak, the great warrior, and how that they made a song of the triumph over the enemy. But as soon as they got out of the twist, right straight back into the rot they went again. If that isn't the picture of the church today, just as soon as it gets out of one twist, right into another one it goes. But time had come for action. And that's the same now. The time has come for action. The time had come when playing church had come to a halt with God. There's no more playing church. We must get down to business. And I trust that that same God will place this upon the heart of the people tonight. That is time for a heart of plain church, plain religious, plain righteous. And now it's time for action. Right. That's why I say we pray in the message, oh, you know, we dress fine. We go to church. We don't do this. We don't do it. It's time like we play Lord righteous. We play this. But that has come to a halt. We got to talk to God. Is God really in us? That's the main thing. Amen? And the last one here. This is what Brother Bram said here. This is one thing I desire to do. One of my desires is to see a church without spot or without wrinkle. That the Holy Spirit, Brother Graham, this has been the longing of my heart to see a church that is so filled with God until sin can abide in it anywhere. The Spirit of God calling it right out wherever it is. I want to see that. May the Lord bless you. Shalom. Let us pray. Amen. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you, Father, for the opportunity you gave us to assemble here and speak about your word. Oh God, help us. The time, Father, to get down to business with you is here. As we see all the things happening, Father, we can go in the rapture if we don't have rapture and faith. One time, oh God, the captain of the host came down, said, the battle is mine. And yet, he told Joshua, wherever the sole of your feet tread upon, I give you. Father, you sent a prophet, and you came down in the prophet to prove that you are with us. You are here today. You took your prophet home, but you didn't leave your bride. You are here today. Oh God, give us the courage. God, give us the wisdom. Father, give us faith to talk to you. We want to hear from you, oh God. Father, if the rapture happens tomorrow, how can we go without rapture and faith? Oh Father, talk to us. Reveal to individuals what is the meaning of the rapture and faith. What does it take for that rapture and faith? But God, you are the only one, oh Lord Jesus, who can speak to individuals and reveal to them. Father, if there's any time we need you now. If there's any time, Father, we need your power, is now. And God, we can do it on our own. We need you, God. Help us. Put this urgency on us. The desperation, Father, to get down to business with you. Help us, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you, Father. Help us to take our promise. Bless the service. Bless the oncoming service. Bless the minister. And may everything be done, Father, to glorify your name. Father, for to you belong all the glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 Maybe dismiss.